Thank you, Kathleen. We're going to make a big wrap-up of these two sugis. We have two sugis over here. We had the sugi of Bittul, and we had the sugi of Abaya. How do we know that Afriyam Rishon is Erev Yom Tov? I just want to remind you, as we're going to move now into the second half of the sugya, Abaya is only one of many mandiyamrim. Abaya is only the first of a whole chain of shitas of how we know that Yom Rishon is Erev Yom Tov. I want to say the following. I want to say over the beginning of Shlomo from a different angle now. Listen carefully. There's a big kasha on Rashi. I want to say it over the full shock, with full power, full shock. Right? There was a big kasha on Rashi. Rashi said, the Torah at the end of the day learns out that Yom Rishon means Erev Yom Tov. We'll say according to Rashi because of the stira. So we moved it over from Yom Tov to Erev Yom Tov. The Ach cut it down to 12 o'clock. The Pashup Shat in Rashi is that the way we read the Pasuk is that at 12 o'clock, do Tash Rizu. How do we know that? Because Rashi says, Yamtu Natchila Shava. Rashi says, you do Tash Rizu at 12:00, at 12, not before. So, if I take all the information into account, your Rishon is Erev Yom Tov, Ach says, at the end of the day, and Rashi says, Yamtu Natchila. That means the way to read the Pasuk is, do Tash Rizu at 12. So we have two problems with that. That's why the way the Pasuk Shah, by the way, this is where the Magine Shlemis Shtikl Torah comes in, and I want to explain again more about Harchava what he said. So, if Rashi says Yam Tefilah Shava, that means that the Mitzvah of Tashbisu is at 12. So I read the pasuk of Ach, as you read it, at the Ach, at the 12, do it. Rashi says Yam Tefilah Shava. There are two problems with that. One is Bittul, a headache. Rashi learns Tashbisu is Bittul. Say whether it's the kiyum of the mitzvah, say whether it's hashbasa, but it says, do tashbisu at 12, including tashbisu, but you can't do. A lot of you made a mistake last night. The reason why you can't do bittul at 12 o'clock is not just by your role. You can't do bittul at 12 o'clock because at 12 o'clock the stuff is also b'hano. Something which is also b'hano is out of your role. It's nothing to do with this b'hano, nothing by your role. The chefs is also b'hano, it's ain't ever shosan. You can't do bittul, and that's what Tosis asked in the previous Tosis. You can't do bittul at 12 o'clock because it's also.
What's
the card that's about enough? No, there's others. So it's not. So you're not on top of it. There's a shaykh's one. Achari Sura, Lamahadi Bittul says this. So that was actually, that's a whole mistake. That's a guy. Well, for sure, I don't care to talk to anybody. It's a mistake. And nothing the Isser of 12 o'clock. The shaykh's been called to the Bayi Road. The shaykh's called to Isser. That's what the shaykh's been called. It's also about enough. Really can't do Bittul. So that's kasha number one on Rashi. How can you do bittul at 12 o'clock? It says do hashbaz at 12 o'clock. Kasha number two is Rashi says in Yudbeis and Mebeis that the machlekes of the rabban and Rabbi Yehuda of Ein Bechametz El Shreifa was before the time, not after the time, but of a pella. Rabbi Yehuda was way do tashbizu Ein Bechametz El Shreifa. But Rashi says it's before 12 o'clock. The pasuk said the mitzvah starts at 12, not of a pella. Those are the two kashas. In order to explain the answer of the Magen Shlomo, I want to be marchiv what I said yesterday in to bring out the power of what he said and what I said. I want to give a mashal. The mashal is a very, very powerful mashal. It's the most powerful mashal to this nekuda. Mr. Brewer says in Simin Tofimim Dalit. Mr. Brewer says in Simin Tofimim Dalit the following story. Mr. Brewer is quoting a Morgan Avram, a controversial Morgan Avram, but a fascinating Morgan Avram. We can look it up tonight. Simin Tofimim Dalit. Mishavruz, Sif Kotten Choftes, Tov Mem Dals of Kotten Choftes, Mishavruz. Tov Mem Dals of Kotten Choftes, Sif Kotten Choftes. The story was like this. A guy was, on his way after 12 o'clock, before 12 o'clock, the Shulchan Aruch speaks about. A guy was on his way after 12 o'clock. It was after 12 o'clock, came at 12 o'clock. He's on his way to a bris, to be mal his son. Listen to the story. It's 12:05. He's traveling Erev Pesach to go travel, to rush, to go to the bris, Bismanai. And he remembers he has chometz at home. Now it's 12:05. and the guy can't, it's 12:05, and the guy can't, he can't do bittul anymore. 12:05, he can't do bittul. So the only way for him to get rid of the chametz is by going home. If he's going to go home, he's going to miss the meal. I have to do the meal tomorrow. What should he do? He has a clash between Tashbisu and Himo Lachem Kol Zachar. Here, the gentleman standing at the bus stop, he has a clash. If he gets on the bus and goes to do the Mila, we'll do the Aseh of Mila, he'll miss the Aseh of Tashbisu. If he goes home, he's going to do Tashbisu, he's going to miss the Aseh of Mila, means he'll be delayed. Said the Morgan Avram, I will eat koi krab shal shishas al kocha yarzul avar, you have to go home. Shreyoz einu b'shusul levatol, says the Mishra Bros of Kron Choftes, you can't do bittol. The Afa Gavda Yidezi is batol mitzvahs Mila. Says the Mishra Bros, Shein the Morgan Avram, Asei di Tashbisu chomer tvei. The Asei of Tashbisu is more chomer. Shu oivir ole b'chol rega, Mashen kim Mila, you oivir every second, not like Mila. Yeah, my son, a guy's at a crossroads. It's 12:05 Erev Pesach. He's on his way to doing Mila, by the way, two mitzvahs d'oraisa. The guy didn't do bittol, he missed the boat. So he's handling two, he has a dilemma of two different mitzvahs d'oraisa. Two different mitzvahs d'oraisa. Mila versus Tashbisu. Both mitzvahs are saved, by the way. What should he do? Says the Morgan Avraham, you pick Tashbisu over Mila and you delay the Mila. Why? Because you're over every second. Says the Mishnah Berurah over here in Shaar Tzion. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Shaar Tzion, Asif Katan Chof Dalet. Says the Mishnah Berurah, he says, to those who argued, and said, listen to this. To those who argued, brings the Mishnah Berurah, and to those who argued and says that there's no chiluk between Mila and Tashbisu. Mila is a mitzvah saseh, you have to do it. Every second that goes by, you don't do it. You're not over any issur, but you're delaying a mitzvah saseh. Bechol eis lomol, it's a constant mitzvah. Danias Daiti says the Heilig of Chofetz Chaim had said that Kim Morgan Avon, Morgan Avon is right. Why? Should be Mila, listen to this. I want to use his muscle of Mila to bring out what the Magen Shlomo said. Shabbi Mila, Afshe Chiyuva B'yom HaShmini, Hagam Mila Zavada Mitzvah on the 8th day, the mitzvah is the whole day. Elosh is Rizah Magdimah, that means Klapi the mitzvah, there's not enough community to do it 8 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 4 o'clock. There's an Inyan called Rizah Magdimah the mitzvahs. You should try to do it earlier. But there's no difference. But after the days that the Meli says, Hashem Kein Aseidu Tashbisu Humaschu Tekef Lacha Chatzos, it starts at Chatzos, Im Kein Chiyuva Koinim, but after the days that Shibar Memeli Yidokha Lusof Mila Yom Achad, that's no bar, I don't care if you're Mila, why? Nishkefeldach. Because that it says, Tashbisu Yafinon, watch this, Sha'asu Viyaz Chometz V'Beis Yisrael V'Chatzos Yom Sha'ar Pesach At Kolei Shavuz V'Pesach. Amazing. We learn that from the Pasuk of Tashbisu, that you're now that have chometz in a Jewish house from then on. So, when I have a clash between doing Tashbisu or doing Mila, Tashbisu takes the edge. Because I'm being over every second on an Issa. As a Yisrael Mishaburo Pshat, it means, I want to bring out the power of this Mishaburo. There are mitzvahs in the Torah says, the 8th day, do Mila. If there wouldn't be a thing called Shvizim HaGimel Mitzvahs, there's no difference if I do it at 9 o'clock, at 10 o'clock, at 4 o'clock, as long as I do it. Is be'etzem, the Mishaburo is about warning, and the Mishaburo quotes other Achorayim who held. So Tashbisu is the same thing. I'm really starting this to go over again. Tashbisu is the same thing. It says, on every Yontif, do a mitzvah, it's called Tashbisu. Like you all start on Yontif, Shivas Yom and Sol Yomotzi Botechem. There's a mitzvah on every Yontif, there's a pool into these Tashbisu. When should I do it? Whenever I want. I'll do it in the day. It says, ah, it starts at 12 o'clock. I don't even have to do it in the morning. From 12 o'clock and on, it's Chal Dasei. Every second, however, there's an Indian of rushing it, not mitzvah Jesus. It's not from scratch. Verzok, who told you? Who told me? There's a mitzvah, there's a pool on Erev Yontif. Do Tashbisu. Erev Yontif, do Mila. And let's say I decide to do it at 4 o'clock because I'm busy, I'm preparing for the Seder. I'll do it at 4 o'clock. Zvizu Magdimen. But other than Zvizu Magdimen, there's a mitzvah to do it right away. Says the Mishra Berurah, yeah. Because included in Tashbisu is an Isser Asei that every second you're not allowed to chometz. Now, you could argue on that, by the way. By the way, this Chiddush of the Magen Avraham is a controversy. It's a controversy. I could argue. I say there's no Isser Asei. The Isurim of having chometz starts and Shibas Yom, like what's with them, starts at night. But every other this mitzvah, go do a pool of Tashbisu, like Mila, he mola comes off, there's no inyan doing it at the crack of dawn. Says the Mishnah Berurah, no. The Baal, the mitzvah of Tashbisu includes an Isser of having chometz. So every second that you're pushing off the Tashbisu, you're being over an Isser, as opposed to Mila. I want to say something very clear. If this Morgan Avraham is wrong, and if I was learning Tashbisu that it does not include Isurim, The mitzvah is a mitzvah saseh, and I'll say not like Rashi that it's vayiro, not like anybody. Some. If I would tell you that it doesn't include isurim, and it's not a mitzvah to do, so then I don't have any tirutzim on Rashi. Make up your mind. When is the mitzvah? Yeah, go to a rav. The mitzvah is in the morning, or the mitzvah is at 12. If it's at 12, I can't do bittul. If it's in the morning, why is Rashi saying yam tina tchila sheva? That's the problem. So if I wouldn't know that there's an isra say, and the Mishnah Berurah speaking out clearly, there are mitzvahs that don't have isurim. There's no avera of delaying the milah, except for zrizim magdimah mitzvahs, which is a milah, but it's not a din. So if Tashbisu wouldn't include an isra say, if it would not include an isra say, is the Mishnah would be say, okay. So I'll do Tashbisu when? So then I have a stira. When is the mitzvah? Is the mitzvah in the morning? Or the mitzvah is at 12? Rashi says the mitzvah is at 12, so how do you do bittul? How does Rashi say b'chomis service before the time? The answer is about and about the Rashi's maskum to the Magen Avraham Zisoid. The Tashbisu is not like Mila. I'm using Mila as the marker. Tashbisu is not like Mila. Tashbisu is an Isra that every second you not let up Chometz and you over the Chometz. How do I know that Rashi holds like that? How do I know that Rashi holds like that? That in Tashbisu there's an Isra? Because Rashi says in Dalam and Aleph that Bayirah starts at 12 o'clock. It's one of the most astounding ideas that exist. That the Rashi said in Dalam and Aleph that Bayirah starts on 12 o'clock. Where did he take that from? It says Tashbisu, not Bayiro. It's Avad and Avad, Liktoch and Rashi, like the Morgan of Rome. That Tashbisu has an Isra, say. Tashbisu doesn't just say, go do a pool of a mitzvah like Mila. Tashbisu says, you're not allowed to have chametz. Rashi says, if you're not allowed to have chametz, we'll call it Bayiro. It could be. It is the real Bayiro. Some of you were talking to me before. But either way, Rashi clearly holds. The Morgan of Rome said a big chiddush. There's an Isra, say. In Tashbisu, Reb Chaim speaks out and says, we'll get to the Reb Chaim and Mitzvah. Therefore, now that we know that in the mitzvahs aser tashbisu nichlal them and iser, then the Magen Shlomo begin to he spin his whole shtickle Torah and he said, "Havastira, when is the mitzvah? Is the mitzvah before 12 or at 12?" Rashi says at 12. So how do you do bittul? The answer is the mitzvah is in the morning. The mitzvah is the whole day. He says ve'yom rishon. I said, what does Rashi mean at 12? At 12 the iser kicks in. I told a number of you last night the following nusach. What the Magen Shlomo meant to say was, I quote, the mitzvah to get rid of the chametz is on the morning of Erev Yontif, on the day of Erev Yontif, not later than 12 o'clock. That's the correct way to say it. What's right now later? You can push it off. After 12 o'clock, you can't play games anymore, because after 12 o'clock, what kicks in then? The Isra Aseh of the Magen Avraham. It's very geschmack. There's a mitzvah called Tashbisu, which is like Mila. Do it on this and this day. What's the Ach? The Ach says, but not later than 12 o'clock, because at 12 o'clock, you're playing with fire, so it's very geschmack now. Tashbisu means bittul is when it's from the morning. When you get to 12 o'clock, by the way, you can't do bittul anymore. So if you're going to wait till the last minute when the iser kicked in, what are you going to have to do at 12 o'clock? You won't do bittul, you do something else. Mele, everything is geschmack and gewaldig. I bought you yesterday, what? You're kind of mitzvah, at 12 o'clock only, later on, at 12 o'clock. You get it, that's not a topic, it's up over there, that's not a point. Yes, but you're kind of mitzvah. I don't know what kind of mitzvah. I want to show you on Hair and Olive two Rashis, which says this Mefurish. Yesterday I showed you one of them, but I only showed you part of the Rashi. There are two Rashis on Hair and Olive who say Mefurish. They're both the same Debbie Amaskol. On Ach Cholak, on top of the page, Rashi says it twice in that Rashi. Look at Rashi. Alma mixes hayom, muta mixes hayom, alser umeata. Look at this. Yeshlanu lechalik chetzio le iser le chetzio le heter. The Ach splits the day, half iser, half muta. The Ach splits the day, half iser, half muta. Rashi just said it splits the day, half chiyuv, half potter. That's one Rashi. Look at the Rashi in the bottom of the page. Again, Ach Cholak. Hitel lecha akosav leshoisa mixas yom biuroi. The Torah allowed you to keep it around the half a day. You can faint into the Rashi. Hit lecha. The shoysa miktas yom biyurov, yom biyurov, etc. The Torah at the bottom of the page. Acholak. Hit lecha. It's a heter. It's not a definition of when the chiyuv is. The chiyuv is in the morning, like the Magen Shlomo said. The Torah was matter it up till half a day. That's the shita of Rashi, and that's very clear. Let's finish off now, Tosis, and then I'm going to tie together all the Lashitasas in a very clear way. Tosis has two kashas of Rashi. The first kasha Rashi asked was the famous Hashkofa question that he asked yesterday. What did he ask? He said, how could you Rashi say that there's a stira between what? How could you Rashi say that there's a stira between Yom Rishon and Shabbos Yomim? there's no stira ayatami your over your overtaka. Because the mitzvah was made for people who are over. Mitzvah was made for criminals. That was kasha number one. That's a good side to us now. What's number two? If when you do tashbisu, mashmak tzatz mutter, if when you do tashbisu, it has to be mutter, matzorach lacholak. So what do I need to go tell me the day is split? I know that the day is split. What place is asking question two? According to you, Rashi, there's always a clash between what? Between tashbisu and bayiro. So when I move it over to day number Erev Yontif, I'm going to have to learn up that part of the day is mutter and part of the day is what is also. Otherwise, I'm going to have the clash again, correct? Otherwise, I'm going to have the clash again. So I'm going to have to learn that part of the day is mutter and part of the day is also. So once I know anyway that part of the day is mutter, part of the day is also, so why do we need the achalak to go split the day? I'm like, what is achalak? Achalak says the day is split. Why do we split it at half? We split it at half because once it's split, we split. I know that it's split. Otherwise, how do you do it on Erev Yontif? Tashbisu? You're doing tashbisu, so during the time you're doing tashbisu, you're being like, Elamai, it's mutter part of the day and also part of the day. Like Rashi, it's mutter part of the day and also part of the day. So you don't need achalak. I know anyway that it's split. Agav Ocher, in parentheses. Who told Tosis that it's mutter part of the day, also part of the day? Who told Tosis that it's mutter part of the day and also part of the day? Shteim Afershin Tosis, like Morgan Avraham, that when you have tashbisu, it's also. Just Tosis said, it's only it's mutter part of the day, it's also part of the day. Afershin Tosis. So Tosis says, Akash on Rashi, why do we need the achalak to tell me that Erev Yontif is split? I know that Erev Yontif is split. Otherwise, how do you go to tashbisu on Erev Yontif? The tashbisu was clashing with the Isser, Elamai part of the day, mutter part of the day is also. All this is true because Tosis quotes Rashi as saying, Miktsasei mutter. But we know it's not true. How do we know it's not true? Because we know that Rashi says that when do you do the tashbisu on Erev Yontif? When do you do the tashbisu on Erev Yontif? At 12 o'clock. And Rashi says in Amad Aleph, when does Bayir El start? At 12 o'clock. So we asked, there's a clash, what do we answer from Basher? That even though it's usur from 12 o'clock, but that tashbisu you're allowed to do because the Torah says meforish, do it at 12 o'clock, correct? So Tosis Kasha doesn't start. It's a Mabel de Gazach. What was Tosis Kasha on Rashi? You, Rashi, say there's always a clash. So whenever you do tashbisu, it has to be mutter. Whenever you do tashbisu, it has to be mutter. So then I know that Erev Yontif is split in part because tashbisu is mutter, and then it becomes usur. So what are you achalak to split it for? I know anyway it's split because whenever you do tashbisu, it has to be mutter. But it's not true, like Rashi. What's the answer to Rashi? The answer is it's not true. Tosis misunderstood Rashi. Rashi never said that it's mutter on Erev Yontif. Rashi says before us, you do tashbisu at 12 o'clock. And at 12 o'clock, it's also correct? So how do you do that? What's that could be the answer? What's that could be the answer? The answer is that Rashi never said that miktsasa and mutter miktsasa also. Rashi never said that. Rashi never said that when you're doing tashbisu, it has to be mutter. When did Rashi say that tashbisu is a clash with the Yisur? On Yontif itself, right? Shivas Yom, Soleil Matzu Batechem. The minute we moved over tashbisu to Erev Yontif, so then it doesn't have to be mutter. Rashi never said that tashbisu has to be done in a time of Heter. Rashi said that if there's a pasuk of Shivas Yom, Soleil Matzu Batechem, you can't do tashbisu during that time. But once he moved it over to Erev Yontif already, then the tashbisu could be done in a time of Yisur. So in Mele, Tosis Kasha doesn't start. Tosis understood that like Rashi, whenever you do tashbisu, it has to be mutter. So Tosis said, if whenever you do tashbisu, it has to be mutter. So then Erev Yontif, I know the part of the day is mutter, part of the day is also. Otherwise, how do you do tashbisu? So what do you need achalak for? The answer is the Rashi, it's not true. It's supposed to be a mistake. Rashi says explicitly that you do it during the time of Isser. Aye, how can you do tashbisu when it's Aser? Halei Avaya said not like that. That's only Shivas Yom, I can't do tashbisu when it's Aser. But the Bayiron that's learned out of tashbisu, that I could do when it's Isser. So Emela, when we move over Achviyam Rishon tashbisu to Erev Yontif, I never found that it's mutter. It could be it's Aser the entire day. Emela, without Achalak, you know what I would say? Without Achalak, what would I say? Ach, we don't reason it's Asr the entire day. And you do the Tashbisu right away at the beginning. When it's Asr? You're clashing with the Isser. We said for a Rashi 2 days ago. It's only called you're clashing with the Isser when the Isser is learned out of the Pasuk of Bayirah. When the Isser is learned out of the Pasuk of Tashbisu, then you're allowed to clash with the Isser. So then if there wouldn't be an Achalak, I would say the entire day is Asr. Just you do Tashbisu in the beginning. I want to point out to you, Tosis quoted the Rashi, something which it doesn't say in our Rashi. Tosis quoted the Rashi and saying that whenever you do tashbisu, it has to be miktsasei mutter. Whenever you do tashbisu, it has to be mutter at that time. There's no such Rashi. Rashi never said it's mutter when you do tashbisu. Rashi says you do tashbisu at the seventh hour, and Rashi says it's also at the seventh hour. The answer is that the Isser of Erev Yontif, you're allowed to do tashbisu, even though it's also. Tosis misquoted Rashi. There's no such Rashi that says you do tashbisu when it's mutter. What Rashi said was, that on Yontif itself you can't do tashbisu because it says Shivas Yom Zalei Matzu Batechem. On Erev Yontif, you can do tashbisu even though it's also. The Mela, we wouldn't know that. What do you say? No, because I would say it starts in the morning. Because without the ach, I would say ach biyom rishon lishmis means in the morning. In the morning, the iser kicks in. At that morning, at the crack of it's a chama or dawn. Also, you have to do tashbizim. Do tashbizim biyom rishon right away while it's aser, and you won't be over because you'll do it right away. And the ach says no, it starts at 12 o'clock. Zok face is right to it. Me will listen to Shani first. I could just ach chatz v'ach v'zda. I see shaper. Why? Because we use the ach to tell us exactly 12 o'clock. So here we get to the second shot in the sugya. How did Abaye know that Achbi Yom Rishon and Tashbis was Erev Yom Tov? The Misur Kotakot Dorish is an extra pasuk. So it's very interesting. It's a historical piece here. All the Dorish didn't understand what they were talking about. What do you mean Yisur Kotakot? Which pasuk is extra? The pasuk of Yom Rishon is extra. It's an essay. This is a lav and this is an essay. What type of Yisur Kotakot? Where's there an extra pasuk over here? The pasuk of Tashbis is extra. Why? Because it says Ba'ira. We don't have a million places where there's an essay and a lav. So Yisro speaks out. That's why I printed it out for you. So Yisro speaks out that the Yisur is not the whole pasuk. The pasuk of Rishon is extra. It says Shivas Yom Tzolim Motzechem. Ach Tashbisa. So we know Tashbisa means the Shiva day. What is Rishon for? The word Rishon is extra. And therefore that tells us that's going on in Erev Yom Tov. Void. Midik Siv. Ach Vitashin Lakamon Acholik. There's another ride that's going on in Erev Yom Tov. What's the other ride that's going on in Erev Yom Tov? Because if Rishon is Yantuv and Ach splits it in the day, so it doesn't make sense that at 12 o'clock you're going to go ahead and do Tashbisa and you're over ready by your off in the morning. The Mela, the Gemara had two Rayas. That Rishon is Erev Yantuv. Either the word Rishon is extra, or the Gemara knew that Ach would split the day, so there was a major problem. It says Shivas Yomim that it's also for 7 days completely, and here it says you only do Tashbisa at midday. What are you doing the whole first half of the day? Alamai Tzaraya that Rishon is Erev Yantuv, because if it's going on Yantuv, you miss the half of the day out of the seven. My rabbi said, so we ended the sugya. We have machlekes over here between all the Rishonim. Listen carefully what I'm saying now. We have machlekes over here between all the Rishonim. What was the bias raya that Rishon means Erev Yantuv? Is it like Tois Rashi that there's a stira? With all the raid and all the arguments on Rashi, to the Sharan and the Rabbeinu Peretz, and the famous Tosfos the Rosh who changed the whole game. A. And B is, Tosfos learned that it's Yisur of the cross, extra pasuk, we know the Rishon is Erev Yom Tov. I want to say over the Lishitosa that I said at the end yesterday in a much broader way, to tie together this whole chelik of the Masechta, and then I'm going to say a major Hosafa. Listen carefully. Watch. Flow with me. This is the binyan. Rashi learns Tashbisu is bitl. Rashi learns Hashbisu's Bittl. Hashbosa Balev, Havi Hashbosa. Watch what happens now. How all the sugis are the Shitosa. Tosfos learns that Hashbisu is after the Zman HaIsser. Tosfos learns Hashbisu is after the Zman HaIsser because you learn out of Nosa. And that's what Tosfos says in Yibbez and Yibbez, Rabbi Yehuda said, Ember Chomet Zosrefa was when? After the Zman HaIsser. Said the Tosfos Rosh, it's after the Zman HaIsser because Hashbisu was a Lava Nitzik Yasei, was made for criminals. Taisus Lashitasai, who in our sugya of Abaye learned that the entire cheps of Tashbisu is after this man because it was made for criminals. So of course Tashbisu can't be bittel, because you can't do bittel after 12 o'clock. You can't do bittel for criminals because after 12 o'clock it's also Bahana and you can't do bittel. That's Lashitasai number one. So Taisus who learns that Tashbisu is philosophically after the Isser, because he holds the whole Tashbisu was made for criminals, because we learned it out of Neisser, which is for criminals. And that's why Tosfos by us said, I'm eating on in parentheses, I'm going to repeat it again in a minute, that there can't be a stira of Rashi, because I don't care if it's on Yontif, it's made for criminals. Who you are over, Taka? You are Taka over. What Rashi? Yeah, you are over. You are over. It's made for people who are over. So Tosfos cannot learn Tashbisu means Bittl. End of story. It's Niflamoid. Tosfos can't learn Tashbisu means Bittl. How could Tashbisu mean Bittl? The whole mitzvah was made for criminals of after 12 o'clock who didn't do it. Now at 12 o'clock, you can't do Bittl. Ball game's over. So Tosfos Lashitosa were working backwards, who philosophically holds that the mitzvah of Tashbisu was made for criminals, and that's why in our sugya Tosfos said that Rashi's stira is not a stira. What's a stira? How can you do Tashbisu when it's aser? Tashbisu was made for people who are doing it aser. So then how could Tashbisu be bittel? You can't do bittel after a time with aser because at 12 o'clock it's aser. So Tosfos Lashitosa couldn't learn Tashbisu is bittel. Tashbisu is after the time. And Yochametz al-Shreifa is after the time. That's why there's no steer of Abaye. So how does Bittul work? Bittul has nothing to do with Tashbisu. Bittul is Hefker. And you make it Hefker, it's not Lachoy, you're not even by Ramatzeh. You are not mekayim tashbisu when you do it. One second. Rashi learns hashbasa b'leiv havi hashbasa. Rashi starts the other way around. Hashbasa is bittul. Moirai v'rabbeisai. If hashbasa means bittul, by the way, what forced Rashi to learn that hashbasa is bittul? By the way, critical, in shot. What forced Rashi to learn hashbasa is bittul? No. He didn't know how it works. Why should it work? He didn't understand. What's bittul? Bittul be'almasagi. Who told you? Mechatesi. What's that? It's bittul be'alma. It's bittul be'alma. Who says such a thing works? It's not Hefker. All the kashas are the Rosh. Bittul be'alma. After that, that's all what? It's not Hefker. So Rashi learned? No, we learned about Hashbasa. So Hashbasa believed Havi Hashbasa. What forced Rashi to learn the bittul Hashbasa? I want to remind the Elam. Nobody knew where bittul came from. Why did we spend the whole week last week learning the Makar of bittul? Because nobody knew what the Makar of bittul was. So Rashi came up with this pshat that it's hashbasa, and he didn't have any other pshat. He said, "Lazing, what doesn't make sense? How can you go make up a zazak?" The guy says, "Gaf for the hour, he's not everybody wrong." What's up? Why not? What's up? Sagile. The answer is because it's called hashbasa. You're mekayim hashbasa. Rashi involved in a bit. Remember, Rashi involved in a bit. You find the goose gaffer. You're not over. Why? You did hashbasa. Who cares? Now we start. So Rashi started from the other end. I mean, Tosis started from one end. Tosis' philosophy was that hashbasa was for criminals. If it's a criminal, it's after the zman. If it's after the zman, that's why Abraham is al-Sheva is after the zman. That's why there's no steer of Abaya. But that's why Tashbizu can't be Bittul. But Rashi learns the other way around. Rashi starts from the direction that Tashbizu is Bittul. He doesn't understand any other marker. If Tashbizu is Bittul, it can't be that Tashbizu starts at 12 o'clock. Tashbizu has to start when? By Yom, in the morning, like the Megiddo Shlema. Is our Korchach, if Tashbizu is Bittul, and that forces me to say that the mitzvah of Tashbizu is before the time. So we now know that philosophically, he argues ferociously on Tosis, and he holds that the mitzvah of Tashbizu wasn't given for criminals. Hell, it was given before the time. So the mitzvah of Tashbizu was given for what? As a preemptive measure for what? For Ba'ira. The belt was given as a preemptive measure for Ba'ira. Mele frekt Rashi Abaya Stira. How does Ba'ira stand with Tashbizu? Why are you doing Tashbizu? You're being over Ba'ira. According to Tosis, it's not a Stira. What do I care if you're being over? Who cares if you're being over? Who cares if you're being over? It was made for criminals. It was made for people are being over. Mele, that's the Lashitasa. Rashi holds Tashbizu is Bittul. Tosis holds that Tashbizu only applies after the Isra, therefore he can't learn it's Bittul. Rashi in the Sugya of Abaya learned that the Isra of Tashbizu, they don't learn. Rashi doesn't hold that the Isra of Tashbizu is that you're a criminal. And that's why Rashi had the luxury of learning what? That there's a Stira. How could Tashbizu stay with Ba'ira? Elamai, Tashbizu has to be before the Zman Isra. Ah, what's the choke now? But if Bittul forces me to learn that Tashbizu is when? If before the Isra, what do I do with Rabbeinu Ha'ach? That splits the day. Comes the beginning of Shlema and says, like Rashi himself says in three places, the Ach is going on what? My Rabbi said, like Rashi himself says, on the Isra, not on the Mitzvah. And that's the Shitalsa on Yud Beis and Mebe. It's when did Rabbi the same B'chom Esel Shefa? Rashi holds this before this man, and Tosis holds this after this man. So we have a Lishitasai between, is Tashbizu Bittul? We have a Lishitasai, is it possible steer of Abaya? What is the nature of the mitzvah of Tashbizu? We have a Lishitasai, Yidbeiz, and Mebeiz. When do you do it? In B'chom Esel Shefa. That's Nifl Mari Lamita Shal Torah. 1 minute, 1 second. What? 1 second, I'm just running out of time, 1 second. The cherry on the icing of all this is a dover nifla lamita shel Torah, and this is the ikkar I came to speak about today. Yeah, listen carefully now. Now listen. Rashi. What? He's enjoying it. Simchas Torah. Who? I can do. He's married to. Married to Torah. Listening? I love the sixth one. Watch. Rashi got up and said the heart of the sukkah was a bite is the stira. It says, Lo Yiraz is the shbisu. Are you being over? How do I bring a parrot's answer back? You're not over, because when you're burning, you're not being over. How do I taste the answer back? You are over. Who cares? The shbisu was made for criminals. How do I know that Tosis didn't mean Rabbeinu Peretz? Because the lashon of Tosis is not much like Rabbeinu Peretz. Tosis argues on Rashi, but not because of Rabbeinu Peretz, because of what he said yesterday, right? I have a riot to this. Turn to your Beis and Beis, top Tosis. It's one of the famous kashas. Turn to top Tosis, Beis and Beis. What I'm going to say is the grand finale of this piece. Look at Tosfos, top Tosfos, Necha Kulashis. If you eat the whole sixth hour, the Gemara's will be asking why the Rabbanan made Gzeres, okay? Eat the whole sixth hour, says Rashi. Lav daf, says Tosfos. Look at this top, lav daf, the Kulashis, you can't eat. That Tzorach Lisroi, be the Raisa, you have to burn it, Toich Sheish. You have to burn it before the 12 o'clock. You have to burn it before 12 o'clock. We have to burn it before 12 o'clock. What does this mean? Why can't I eat till 12? Because I have to burn it before 12. I have to burn it before 12. Because at 12 o'clock, what happens? It becomes also. So I'll burn it at 12. According to the Rebbeinu Peretz, I can't burn it at 12. According to the Rebbeinu Peretz, I can eat the whole hour and burn it at 12. According to the Rebbeinu Peretz, when I'm burning at 12, however. So I tell you, say burn it before 12. Meet the Raisa. The answer is, this is the Lishitasa. Tosfos Vayelz didn't argue on Rashi because of Rebbeinu Peretz. He argues on Rebbeinu Peretz. Tosfos holds that when you're burning it being over, Rashi's right. You end up in over. This is the Raya that Tosfos argued by Rashi overall. It wasn't because of Rebbeinu Peretz. Rebbeinu Peretz, tiny that Rashi's steer is wrong. Why? Because when you're burning it, you're not being over. Tosfos doesn't hold of it. Tosfos says we're foolish on Daf Yud and Beis that you need to burn it at 5 minutes to 12. Why? Burn it at 12 o'clock. Because he argues with Rebbeinu Peretz. He argues with Rebbeinu Peretz and holds that. So what's he arguing on Rashi for? Rashi said, Amori de Gazach. Rashi says, you can't do Tashbisu on Yontif. You're going to be over. I Rebbeinu Peretz, Tosfos argues. Tosfos says you have to do 5 to 12. So what's Tosfos arguing? Tosfos had a different argument. This is the Raya, this is the Nafkamina. Tosfos says, before you base on the base, you have to burn it at 5 to 12. I have to burn it at 5 to 12. Because at 12 o'clock, you'll be over. I Rebbeinu Peretz said, Harei Kumavura, Tosfos has all of it. So Tosfos the whole game of Vurus. What's wrong with Rashi? Rashi says, Amori de Kastira. He says, Shivas Yom Salam Atech. And he says, Tashbisu. The answer is, Tosfos is arguing on Rashi from a different reason. Not because you're not over. You are over. You're a sheketz if you do it at 12 o'clock. Like Tosfos says in your base. Just the problem is that the whole mitzvah was made. People are criminals. So you can't ask Kastira from Tashbisu to buy your Rabbi Matzah. I can't hear. Yeah, so Nachanami, by the way, the word burning doesn't mean burning. So Nachanami, because the whole burning was made for criminals. And Nachanami, if every Yehudi's din was made for criminals, so don't be a criminal, do it beforehand. The Nachanami. It's like Milat Dafka. You can do whatever you want. That's what it means. Go get rid of it. That's what it means. The Mela, that's the Filmari, that's the Teretz Yastira from Rashi Bayal. Okay. What about Teretz Yastira? Oh, so please, that's very Geschmack. It's a. I ask him, why is it called Masha Masa Chavah Zavari? You have to know, that's a good hour. That's a different question. I'll say, we'll get to what he said. Hold on, I'm going to get fired. Come late for a minute, you get fired. Did chop off your record.
I'm
going to
be ready for 40 years.
I'm coming late 40 years. That's how my wife works. Tonight, Mr. Shem, we will do Chazor Sashir, we shall talk about Mutzlachas, and Alishul, a quarter level? No. Tomorrow's Alishul. I'm not going to Chicago tonight. It's not your business. I'm here.